This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast. World War III, maybe, edition. Because that's how insane things got this week. Let's dive into thing number five. Folks, we've seen before in the Trump administration, deep state actors get a hold of Trump and dig their claws in, doing a lot of damage by gaining his trust and then misleading him badly. Bill Barr, Christopher Wray, the list goes on and on. The pattern, which I've documented exhaustively on my show, goes something like this. Every time that Trump, Putin, and Zelensky are on the verge of Pulitzer Prize level winning peace, the most massive bombing campaign of the war is unleashed on Russia. Who's doing it? On paper, Ukraine, but actually NATO. They'll do damn near anything to keep this war going. In fact, it's becoming clear that NATO resents the heck out of Trump negotiating on their behalf when what they really want is for the war to continue. They want the Biden policy of simply bombing the hell out of Russia while never talking to them and trying to get into World War III, which damn near happened this week because Trump is getting horrible advice. Here's what happened. One of the most massive drone attacks on Russia by Ukraine of the entire war resulted from last week's good peace news. They did it over the weekend, including a drone swarm of Putin's helicopter. Folks, nobody was supposed to know where Putin's helicopter was, yet somehow they did. It was another attempted assassination, the third. Putin, enraged, struck the drone center, this is basically where they're launching the drones out of in Ukraine, and blew it to smithereens, and one of the largest counterattacks in the entire war. Trump then came out and blasted Putin as a madman, randomly, indiscriminately bombing civilians for no reason. But Putin was so enraged, he surged 50,000 troops to the border over the drone attack, the swarm that surrounded his helicopter.
Yeah, I'll give you an update. I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
Well, Germany took that opening to assert that it was lifting all boundaries inside of Russia off targeting. In other words, missiles by NATO, i.e. Ukraine, could be sent anywhere inside Russia and kill anybody. And when he announced it, he seemed to be saying that the U.S. was on board with this too. That's kind of terrifying because a lot of those weapons are ours and they can't do the targeting without our satellites, our intel. Ukraine simply doesn't possess the ability to do it. Trump, in a rage at being defied by Putin, who he felt like he'd almost gotten to the peace table, and they were, I mean, I think pretty close to getting this done, raged at Putin all week and never clarified. But it was this remarkable exchange that set Twitter on fire. Trump apparently had no idea Putin was nearly assassinated for the third time, didn't know about the drone swarm, over 400 drones sent after his helicopter, and didn't know about the worst drone bombing campaign, and there may or may not have been missiles too, it's hard to tell depending on the reporting, to hit Russia since the beginning of the war. Because it appears no one told him.
Can I follow up on that? A Russian commander reportedly said that Putin was almost caught in the middle of a drone attack from Ukraine. So do you have any...
I haven't heard that, but... Maybe that would be a reason. I don't know, but I have not heard that.
Secretary. Damn. Just damn. I mean, and it's understandable. I mean, you wouldn't read that in a U.S. newspaper, but read Times of India. Heck, anywhere else in the world, you would read about it. And here's the massive problem here. Pete Hegseth, head of our military, in February stopped all shipments of drones, missiles, any kind of targeting air assets to Ukraine. And we'd cut them off, right, as a way to try to stop the war. Well, Trump, just a couple of weeks ago, bizarrely called Hegseth out over it in public. I don't know why he didn't just call him on the phone, but he called him out over it in public and demanded the shipment start again. What is Putin being hit with? Drones. Folks, if Trump didn't know about the helicopter drone swarm that the Russians asserted, does he have any idea what these drones are doing inside of Russia? Because here's the stakes. As explained by former UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter, who's taken to every podcast he can find this week to try to warn the president about what is actually happening on the ground in Russia, possibly by our deep state, by rogue elements of our military, or possibly with our equipment. See, the problem is Russian nuclear doctrine says, had Putin been killed, they assert the right. In fact, they would respond with nukes.
That if the Ukrainian drones actually targeted the Russian president, they did not do so in a vacuum. That there would have been assistance provided by the West, which means that the West is targeting the Russian president. Yep. And if you read the Russian nuclear doctrine, this is a trigger for Russian nuclear retaliation or preemptive strikes. Yep. So this is, you know, who's playing with fire here? Yeah. It's not Vladimir Putin that's playing with fire. It's Ukraine and the West that are playing with fire.
Yeah, that was a hit job. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, that drone, that alleged drone swarm on Putin's choppers is flying into Kursk. As you say, that could not have been carried out without the help of, for example, MI6 or the CIA. You've got to have some kind of international help to get that kind of thing coordinated.
General Mike Flynn, former advisor to Donald Trump, put up a tweet storm after that. Someone please get at real Donald Trump briefed up quickly. Action, reaction, counter reaction. Stop believing the liars. And it's not these people were necessarily lying. Trump didn't know this. This is terrifying. Well, the good news is the Russians got the message by the end of the week. They sent Lavrov out, who warned, look, Trump really needs new advisors here. Lavrov said the information he is given is sifted through a filter prepared by those who want to draw America into more aggressive actions against Russia in support of the Ukrainian regime. You betcha that's what happened. After investigative reporter Ian Miles Chung, probably Twitter's most famous investigative reporter with 1.2 million followers, tweeted that clip with Trump having no idea what was going on the ground in Russia, everything changed very quickly. And thank God the Russians got the message. Trump didn't seem to know what's going on. Folks, you know what that means? He has no idea what the deep state's doing on the ground in Russia in his name. Can you imagine if Vladimir Putin was killed by one of our drones? In fact, we could be in World War III. Just literally stumbled into it. World War III, by the way, over what? Honest to God, I don't even know what we'd be fighting over. And that's exactly what these deep staters want. Folks, if he can't get control of this situation fast, and he obviously can't control the drones that we've sent over there, we need to get the heck out of this. And look, folks, just let NATO, let the Europeans, let the Ukrainians and the Russians kill each other. I don't even care at this point. Or get better advisors, because this is damn dangerous. My personal suspect here is Kellogg. Kellogg is a disaster. He's a deep stater. He's a World War III guy. Why he is in there advising Trump, I have no idea. Why he's in there negotiating, again, no clue. But he's got a clean house. Because we dodged a bullet this week, literally. But the trajectory of this thing is still a disaster. After realizing that Trump had no idea what he was talking about earlier in the week because he hadn't been informed about it, Russia switched tactics and began threatening Germany instead, basically saying, look, if Germany is going to launch missiles anywhere they want into Russia, we're going to start hitting the cities and the factories inside Germany where the missiles are made. In other words, Russia acknowledging, OK, we get it. This isn't Trump sneaking around behind our back like Biden did, trying to assassinate Putin, dropping bombs and then telling us at the peace table that we need to stop firing. In other words, this is Germany. We get it. We're going to give Trump the weekend to get caught up. And by Friday, Rubio was having a very long series of conversations. He's our Secretary of State with the Russians, talking to them. And I went, oh, thank God, back channels. OK, folks, this has got to get better. It can't go on like this. Insane thing number four, Marco Rubio and Donald Trump moved to dismantle the Communist Party's spy networks at our colleges. Folks, the size of this is staggering. 277,398 Chinese students are currently studying on visas in the United States. And they're saying they're going to look at all of them. They haven't put an exact number on how many visas they're going to revoke. But the Trump administration is leaving the ceiling at all of them. And they should. Let me tell you why. The way that it works, it's actually law there in China, is that if you are in the U.S. studying, whether you're doing the scientific research, you're around those who are, or you go on, you're working in the private sector, you have to steal whatever they ask of you if Chinese intel contacts you, or they'll hurt your family and friends back in China. So even if you love America, you're an honest actor, you just want to come here for a better life, if you have a single living soul you love in China, you got to do what they want. This is an untenable situation. It can't go on. And by the way, Hamas, the terror groups, have begun building their own networks, too, in the U.S. That's why those visas are being revoked. Folks, this is a massive problem. Keep in mind, we only are allowed, China only allows 478 Americans to study in China on visas. Yeah, that's how absurd this is. And it needs to end. But of course, there was a Democrat judicial dictator waiting for Trump to say, no, you can't freeze the visas at Harvard. Now, Trump hasn't had a chance, neither has Rubio, to implement the secondary visa plan where they're freezing all or a lot of the Chinese student visas. And that's why a judge hasn't acted. Guarantee you the first visa gets frozen or some kind of action is taken, a liberal judicial dictator will tell Trump he can't do it, and he'll have to fight his way to the Supreme Court. But folks, this has to happen. This is the scale on which we need to go to war with China.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Insane thing number three. In the app that we have that our company pays a lot of money for, where I can see the top 20 stories in the country, stories bop in and out of that constantly. America's attention span's very short. But it wasn't this week. For three solid days, the departure of Elon Musk stayed in the top three relentlessly. Americans were tuned into it, especially after the Elon Musk CBS News interview this weekend, where he said this.
You know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
I actually thought that when this big, beautiful bill came along. I mean, like, everything he's done on Doge gets wiped out in the first year.
I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful, but I don't know if it can be both. My personal opinion.
That had the media salivating. Oh, cool. A breakup between Trump and Musk. But it wasn't to be. In fact, this afternoon, after I tape this podcast, they're going to have a press conference together. When asked about Musk's criticism of Trump's big, beautiful bill, Trump all but said, look, I got to get my agenda through. So Republicans extorted me. What do you want me to do? Language that would unlock Biden's lockdown on exploratory drilling permits, without which, folks, in a few years, we're going to be frozen for energy assets in the bill. Funding for 10,000 more ICE agents in the bill. Folks, we got to be deporting thousands a day to even have a hope of getting the 21 million out. That's in the bill. That's, again, an additional 10,000 ICE agents. 100,000 beds for illegal immigrants. Additional beds in the bill. $47 billion to finish the border wall in the bill. 3,000 new Border Patrol agents, 5,000 new customs officials. That's $2 billion in the bill. $1,000 fee on migrants seeking asylums in the bill. And $25 billion for Golden Dome, $21 billion to restock ammo, $34 billion for more shipbuilding, another $5 billion on top of all of that for the border. It's all in the bill. Trump can't accomplish his immigration agenda until this thing passes. But it's a monster. It dwarfs any of Biden's spending by the end of the year, $200 billion, a staggering $2.2 trillion deficit, the highest ever. That's the kind of thing that makes Republican voters stay home during the midterms. Honest to God, I don't even think Republican leadership gives a damn if they win or lose the midterms. I really don't. Trump was asked about Musk's criticism of the size of the bill. Because what happened here, folks, in the bill, no, you can't do the Doge cuts in the bill because of the way the bill is structured. However, what you could do is avoid spending the money Doge saved in general. And that's what Elon's so mad about. They spent the money in general that Doge saved faster than Doge could save it.
Mr. President, Elon Musk in a television interview criticized the one big, beautiful bill, saying he was disappointed it didn't cut enough, essentially, that it undercut the Doge efforts. What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction's a lot of things. Number one, we have to get a lot of votes. We can't be cutting. You know, we need to get a lot of support, and we have a lot of support. We had to get it through the House. The House was... We have no Democrats. You know, if it's up to the Democrats, they'll take the 65% increase. You know, if that doesn't get approved, this country is going to have a 65% increase in taxes and lots of other problems, big problems, almost bigger than that. But we'll have a 65% increase as opposed to the largest tax cut in the history of our country. We will be negotiating that bill, and I'm not happy about certain aspects of it, but I'm thrilled by other aspects of it. That's the way they go. It's very big. It's the big, beautiful bill.
He's basically saying, unless I let them rob Americans blind, print them into oblivion, they're not going to pass my agenda. But here's the good news. Congressional leaders were telling Trump he couldn't send his rescission packages, which only need 51 votes in the Senate, 51% in the House, until after the big, beautiful bill. Why were they doing that? Because if they can drag out the big, beautiful bill long enough, Trump can't pass rescission as pocket rescission. In other words, if he sends it to Congress before the end of the fiscal year, but less than 45 days out, guess what? If Republicans do nothing, if they don't vote at all, doesn't matter. Trump gets to make his cuts. And so they were trying to drag it out past the end of the fiscal year, which is, again, September 30th. You could see right now in the Senate, they're going, oh, we're not going to pass. It's not going to happen, blah, blah. Well, come on, that's ridiculous. They've known since January they had to pass something. I don't care what they pass. They're not going to pass it. So they're going to drag this out, right? Well, the cool thing was, after Elon Musk beat up Republican leaders, they relented and said, okay, Trump can send over his rescission bills. The first one will wipe out $9.2 billion worth of spending, including funding for PBS, NPR, and a lot of the USA Doge cuts. There's 12 more bills supposedly rescissioned behind that. So look, Trump knows he can cut somewhere between an eighth and a quarter of the deficit. If the bond market sees that, it should stabilize. But here's the other big thing, folks. Understand this. Doge is not dead. Not even close. Doge just won a whomping, and so did the Trump administration, major victory. And this is why I say there's going to be huge cuts coming. Remember how Elon Musk told us he thought that they could cut about $1 trillion a year, half the deficit? I'm still convinced they can. They're just not talking about it anymore because they figured out if the GOP hears a number like, oh, we saved $175 billion, they'll just go ahead and spend it. That's what the extra $200 billion on top of the $2 trillion Biden deficit was. They are learning the hard way. You got to keep it close to the breast. These Republicans are absolute savages when it comes to taking that money. They're absolutely terrible people. I mean, I can't tell you the level of disgust that I have with the Republican leadership. There are no words for it. So here's what's happening. Remember in the beginning when Elon Musk said, oh, look, there's $500 billion of spending going out the door fraudulently every year just for programs Congress has no longer authorized, programs where the authorization from Congress has lapsed. Yeah, and they were using the magic printing computers to send that money out the door. That's $500 billion right there that you could cut. And then Scott Bessent came out, our Treasury Secretary, 3 weeks ago, and I talked a lot about this, said, oh, look, once we put the controls on the system, over a third of the transactions were fraudulent, were ineligible, he said. We began turning those down. That was 3 weeks ago. How much money have they saved since then? Notice they haven't said. Why? They've smartened up. You cannot tell the GOP leadership how much money was fraud. They'll just take whatever the dollar figure is and spend it. The Senate would do it. So they're getting smart here. They're realizing how treacherous and horrible the Republicans are. Thing number three, this incredible court victory Doge and Trump just had about 48 hours ago. You know, the Democrats are still suing to keep Doge, and get this, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, from seeing all of the expenditures made by the Treasury. 1.5 billion payments a year. You just heard that right, by the way. Scott Bessent is the Treasury Secretary. He was appointed by Trump. He was confirmed by the Senate. He is personally responsible for every one of those payments. And yet the Democrats had sued and had judges keeping him and Doge from seeing them all and from accessing them. Well, we just won. And the judge was absolutely disgusted. She said, literally, the Democrats sue every time a new member of Doge gets a pass to the building. She said, look, the Democrats want me to act as the HR manager for the Treasury. She said, I don't have time for this. And she just wiped them out. They're done. Which means for the first time just this week, Doge and Scott Bessent are going to be able to see what the Treasury is spending money on. Folks, it is so telling that it was the Democrats suing. You know why? They know there's major fraud. I have predicted this before. I'm going to do it again. We are going to find the largest theft in human history ever recorded, both in dollar figures and per capita. And the Democrats know it. That's why they sued. Well, they're out of our way now, and they can't stop us. So, folks, understand, this is just getting started. Doge is going full throttle. And here's the thing. I don't think Elon Musk is going anywhere. And I don't know that he'll be there day to day. But is he still going to be kind of backdoor managing this? You bet he is. And the system he's put in place is solid, and it's going to stay. So, folks, look for Trump to do very large cuts. I'm going to predict something else is going to happen, too. You're going to have hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud. At some point, I'm going to do a podcast in which I'm going to report to you that Democrat judges are ordering Trump to make fraudulent payments. That is coming. Literal fraud to literal criminals. And they'll say, well, Congress allocated it, so the payment has to be made even though it's fraud. That is going to happen. Mark my words. That's how crazy it will get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Insane thing number two. The situation the Democrats find themselves in. Utter abject desperation. Folks, this week, everyone laughed at them as they spent $20 million to study the syntax, i.e. way males speak on forums when they play video games so that they can duplicate it and speak to them, i.e. speak like normal people speak. Why when they play video games? Well, I have boys, and the way boys get together in this generation is they don't hang out anymore on the corner, go out in the sun. No, they play video games online interactively together, and they're constantly chatting. The Democrats have figured out what I've been seeing for years. This is where they swap the videos. This is where my sons learned to love Ben Shapiro, learned to love Jordan Peterson, found all kinds of folks like Matt Walsh, who they idolize. These boys are becoming radicalized to the right. In other words, normal. And the Democrats can't control it. That is why they are specifically studying not just syntax, not just how men speak online, but how young men speak in video game chats, because that is where the right-wing stuff is spreading and they don't know how to stop it. Look at how devastating the effect is. This is from the Wall Street Journal this week. Okay. 2018, not that long ago, 8 years ago, men 18 to 29 voted Democrat by a 19-point margin over Republican. It's been that way for a long time. Young men and young women have always been liberal. Then they get older, the men turn conservative. Not anymore. So keep this in mind. 2018, men 18 to 29 voted Democrat by a 19-point margin. Today, they vote Republican by a 13-point margin. Now, you don't have to take out your calculator. That's a 32-point swing from a solid Democrat vote to a solid Republican vote in just 8 years. Now, the only reason Democrats are even still in the game is because young women 18 to 29 are still voting for them, Democrats, by an 18-point margin. But what was it in 2018? 33 points. Wait a minute. 2018, women 18 to 29 were voting Democrat by a 33-point margin. Yeah, it's disintegrating. It's only 18 today. In other words, cut in half in 8 years. Folks, they don't have a future. They don't have a future. What is part of this? What is causing this? Well, another stat from this week. MSNBC's ratings for the month of April, down a staggering 41% from the same month last year. Folks, that is an absolute bloodbath. And you know what's going on? Same thing at CNN. Jake Tapper, right? He's got the number one best-selling book. He's literally been everywhere for about 5 weeks. Yeah, his show down 25%. Holy cow. Why? Why this month in particular? Because these people are realizing the mainstream media did lie to me. They did not tell me the truth. I have so many other sources of news now. So even the liberal Democrat sheeple are abandoning them. I'm not saying they're coming to the right, but they can't get anyone to listen to them. Quite frankly, at this point, barring some kind of economic catastrophe that Trump and the Republicans get blamed for, the Democrats' only hope is to hold on to as many of the 21 million illegal immigrants that Joe Biden let in here and the 30 million that Democrats and to some extent under Republicans were let in here before, about 50 million total. That's their only hope. They just got some bad news, by the way, sitting right here as I'm recording this. The Supreme Court basically upheld Trump's block, his revoking of parole for 500,000 Hondurans, Guatemalans, and Venezuelans, all of whom are illegal immigrants because Joe Biden let them in illegally and then said, oh, hey, they have temporary status. Too bad. Remember, he flew them in secretly, lied about the flights, and then had to admit, OK, yeah, I did bring them in here. Oh, and Haitians, too, by the way. He dumped the vast majority of them in Florida. That was a voter drive. That's what it was. Yeah. Well, anyway, the Democrats just lost there. So there go half a million. But we're going to have to chase them down. That's the problem. So the immigration thing really is the most important thing. It is the Democrats' only way forward. Their only way of doing this is getting amnesty and getting these people one way or another on the voting rolls. Or they're cooked, again, barring some kind of major economic disaster. In fact, the only thing they have left is, well, insane thing number one. Win the presidency back and put everybody who disagrees with them in prison, which they were well on their way to doing in the last election cycle. And with Dan Bongino and Kash Patel in charge, that might actually happen. Massive disappointment this week that has had Patel and Bongino's name trending again and again and again on X. They announced, we're going to have, you know, these really amazing and awesome public corruption investigations. They promoted it. Well, the next day we found out, yeah, investigation into Hunter Biden's baggie of cocaine. Are you freaking kidding me? I don't give a damn. Yeah, yeah, and we're going to investigate who leaked the abortion decision. Well, okay, but that's not illegal. I mean, maybe that person should be fired, but it's not illegal. Who cares? And the third one was they're going to investigate who the pipe bomber was. Good, do that. That person will be connected to the FBI or one of our intel agencies. That's why they're hiding it. All right, good, get that one. But are you freaking kidding me? And telling us, oh, no, assassination was all above board. It was just the one guy. Nobody helped him. Oh, and you don't need to know anything about his overseas accounts. By the way, we'll prepare up a report. You could just believe whatever we're saying. Huh? There's no there on the assassination. Nobody helped crooks. Not a foreign government. Folks, it's so bad that the folks on Fox and Friends, if you listen to the entire Bongino interview, they don't even believe Bongino. And are you kidding me? The host at Fox and Friends, they'll believe like anything the government tells them. You know how those people are. Yeah, they weren't buying it. And you know who else isn't buying it? That there's no there with his assassination? Donald Trump. What I'm about to play for you is Brett Baer asking Donald Trump, do you believe your FBI director and deputy FBI director, there's no there? And they play it for Bongino, and then you can hear his reaction.
There's a lot of frustration that we still don't know about that shooter in Butler, and we don't know about his communications. Will we get transparency?
I thought it was strange. You know, the one guy had 18 cell phones. Okay. I have a lot of cell phones, but I have like two. You know, I call that a lot. And I think I probably make more calls than him. They live outside of Butler in a little place. Where do they get this lawyer that would represent IBM and would represent ExxonMobil?
You're the president. Can't you find out?
No, Secret Service. They tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you, okay? It's a little bit hard to believe as I get that throbbing feeling.
So, Dan, the question is that a lot of people have wondered is, did this kid have help? He could not have pulled it off by himself. Was there a foreign actor? Did someone provide him with the weapons? Was there chatter online?
Well, let's be clear. There are two separate parallel tracks here. Foreign actors targeting people in the United States, and it's not just the president, it's others. That is a very real track. The question is, do they intersect? The case file now, which, by the way, we are going to make another public release on this coming up. We're just kind of finishing up the product now to make sure it's tight and put together. You're going to see a lot of what you've heard about online does not exist in the case file. I'm not telling you information may not surface later. We do the PDB, the President's Daily Brief. We get the same brief, me and Cash, every morning. We have worn people out. telling them if there's something there, we want to find. They have shaken every tree on this.
You mean you talked to his classmates, you talked to his family, you've talked to everyone?
Because
they
evidently,
they burned the body, cremated, and they cleaned the whole house out.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There are, like with the Epstein case, for example, we have a number of significantly odd abnormalities that would make a normal person go, huh, what? Mm-hmm. If Lawrence is near his bank at 4 o'clock and the bank gets robbed, but we know Lawrence reported to work afterwards and has an alibi, the fact that the bank was robbed, it's a fact that Lawrence was there, but it's not evidence that Lawrence committed the crime. Mm-hmm. Things, really, really bad things happened in this case. But when you see the report we're going to release, you'll see that not everything you've been told is true.
Needless to say, outrage broke out online about that report. No, we don't want a report. Sorry. No, we want the evidence. Crooks is dead. Give it to us. Report. But folks, listen closely to the language Bongino is using here. Listen to what he's saying. He's shaking the tree. Inside the FBI, why they can't get answers.
You're going to see a lot of what you've heard about online does not exist in the case file.
See what he's doing there? Does not exist in the case file. Let me translate, folks. This is exactly what I predicted. Bongino and Kash Patel have failed utterly to take control of the FBI. They moved into the building. They have an office, but nobody listens to them. They can't get a hold of what they want. That's why he says in the case file. In other words, it's what's in the file. We can't get the rest. And it's not the only time he used that bizarre language. The Facts and Friends host also weren't buying it when he tried to sell them on, yeah, no, totally Epstein killed himself. Don't worry, we got a video that shows nobody else went in or out, and they pushed him on it because they didn't believe him. Listen to his response, same thing.
I'm just telling you what we see in the file. I just want to be crystal clear on this. I am not asking anyone to believe me. I'm telling you what's there and what isn't.
Right.
There is nothing in the file at this point.
He can't get it, folks. Cash can't get it. He's not saying we thoroughly reviewed all the evidence and here's what we know. By the way, we're going to put it all out so you can see it. No, no, no. He's saying what's in the file. They can't get it. Folks, and the real money clip here that everybody's missing is Bongino talking about how James Comey hid stuff and how a lot of the people inside the FBI still won't cooperate, but some people have helped them and they've been able to find some hidden things. It's all right there if you really listen to what he's saying.
Jim Comey, we're finding stuff even now. Wait till you read the stuff that's coming out.
Does he still have loyalists in the building? Because when I hear the FBI director saying, you guys are finding boxes that are hidden, okay, how does that happen in the Bureau?
Well, we were there a couple of weeks, and luckily there were a lot of people up there who grabbed us by the arm the minute we came in and said, thank you for being here. You know, we need to talk. There are people there who are really horrified at what happened. And there was a room, and we found stuff, a lot of stuff.
A hidden room.
I wouldn't call it hidden, but hidden from us, at least, and not mentioned to us. And then we found stuff in there, and a lot of it's from the Comey era, and we are working our damnedest right now to declassify. And just so you know, because I get the public, I totally understand people saying, well, do it now. The process is not all the information is ours to declassify. Some is other intelligence agencies. It's not, we literally can't do it. Once that gets done and that gets out there and you read some of the stuff we found that, by the way, was not processed through the normal procedure, digitizing it, putting in FBI records. Right. We found it in bags hiding under Jim Comey's
really
FBI.
Quickly,
you're going to be stunned.
Folks, you know what needs to happen here? They need to call in the folks who headed up these investigations. Because remember, Trump has signed an executive order demanding all of this evidence. Not a report. The evidence. He hasn't gotten it. Neither has Congress from the FBI. They're still lacking at least 30,000 pages. Here's what needs to happen. They need to call everybody who handled this into their office, give them 24 hours to produce it or to fess up to deleting it, and then you're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. We'll start at the top. We'll go down to the bottom. One other reason they can't get answers, only two people have been pushed out of this agency. Granted, they were the head of the New York, Southern District of New York, and also the D.C. offices of the FBI. Okay, good. But folks, they need to fire thousands. This agency is not full of good people. I know that for a fact because I know who staffed it. It was James Comey and Robert Mueller over 20 years. Folks, every political operative on earth looking to do a favor for the Democrats and get paid off later is inside that agency. And I'm sorry if we have to fire two or three good people to get them all. We got to go through there with a buzzsaw. We haven't done it. And I'm here to tell you what's going to happen, okay? We don't fire these people inside the FBI. They're going to come for us. They are. They are going to be waiting on Patel and Bongino's front lawn for the two of them if a Democrat wins the presidency. And they're going to prison. And you're going to see incredible lawfare. You're going to begin to see insiders at the FBI working with judges. You're going to see judges appointing special prosecutors that Trump can't touch. The Democrats have already outlined that strategy. They're going to go after Bongino. They're going to go after Patel. They're going to go after Trump's orbit. Folks, you have to forestall this by firing these people or it will never end. Look, they made up the Russia collusion hoax. They made up the dossier. They even lied to Congress about it, we learned this weekend, right? Or this week? Folks, it's going to start soon. There has to be fear. We have to clear them out of the building. And if we don't, we will lose. So this is not encouraging. I don't know if it's that Trump has said, hey, don't fire anyone. I don't know. I don't get it. But this is not cutting it. Trump does not have enough control over the FBI to find out the details of his own assassination. Folks, that tells you everything. And we are not in a good place.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking. Or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.